for the values of Q greater than 1. In high energy physics, only this value of Q is reliable. Here is the norm function. The norm function lambda in Sallis 1 statistics is calculated from these equations for Q less than 1, for Q greater than 1. After that, this lambda is substituted in the distribution functions, and these integrals we can solve only numerically. Here is the result for all three statistics: Fermi, Dirac, Bose-Einstein, and Maxwell-Boltzmann. But here is the result. Is the result for the only for the Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics of particles. When we consider the mass of the particles, and in the case of the Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics, if we take the zero term in this series expansion, then we obtain this analytical function in the zero term approximation, and it coincides with the phenomenological Sallis distribution exactly if we under this transformation of an entropic parameter. So if we do this transformation into this, if we transform this equation by this substitution, then we obtain exactly the phenomenological Sallis distribution. Here is the result for the Sallis 2 statistics, which is unnormalized, the expectation values of which are unnormalized. Also, it is possible to obtain analytical expressions, and in the form of a series expansion, and these integrals, general integrals, should be we can solve only numerically. For the Fermi-Dirac statistics, Bose-Einstein and Maxwell-Boltzmann. In this case, the norm function is calculated from these equations, and it is substituted in the transverse momentum distributions, and then the this PT distribution can be solved. In the case of the Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics, for the massive particles, we obtained these results. And in the zero-term approximation, in the Sallis 2 statistics, we obtained that this zero-term approximation exactly coincide with the phenomenological Sallis distribution. And it should be mentioned that the that the zero-term approximation of the Sallis 1 statistics corresponds to the zero-term approximation of the Sallis 2 statistics under this transformation. You can see some figures for the Sallis for the model A of the Sallis 1 statistics, when the cutoff was found from the minima. In this case, you can see that It is a great difference between the between the exact Thales result, exact result of the PT distributions, and the phenomenological Thales distribution and Boltzmann-Gibbs distribution. It depends, of course, from the values of the parameter Q. In the Thales 2 statistics, this difference also is large between the exact result of the Thales statistics and the Thales phenomenological Thales distribution. And some conclusions. We have obtained that the Thales statistics, Thales 1 and Thales 2 statistics are divergent in general for the Q values which are relevant for the high energy physics. It is convergent only in the case of Q equal 1, which corresponds to the standard Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics. We have found that a few terms in a series expansion of quantities in the Thales statistics for Q not equal to 1 are convergent, and they are physical and describe very well the experimental data on the transverse momentum distributions of hadrons in the PP collisions at high energies. The analytical exact expressions for the transverse momentum distributions, both ultra-relativistic and massive, of the Thales 1 and Thales 2 statistics were obtained. We have demonstrated that the phenomenological Thales distribution is equivalent to the transverse momentum distribution of the Thales 2 statistics in the zero-term approximation. And we have demonstrated that the phenomenological Thales distribution recovers the transverse momentum distribution of the Thales 1 statistics in the zero-term approximation under the transformation of a parameter, of the entropic parameter Q. We have found also that the transverse momentum distribution of the model B of the Thales statistics, when the cutoff is found from the inflection point, differs from the phenomenological Thales distribution only at low energies of NICA and NR61 Shine collaboration. We have shown also that the transverse momentum distribution of a model R of the Thales statistics, when the cutoff is found from the minimum point, differs essentially from the phenomenological Thales distribution.
Thank you for the presentation. We move in this presentation to the very high energies with which we are usually not dealing at this committee, but of course the results are very interesting. Can you, are there any questions first? There are no questions, so as far as I see. So thank you again for the presentation. So now we'll move to the close part of the meeting. Before we start the work on different parts of the recommendations, I would like to remind you that we expect some leaders for every topic. Of course, this is the collective work, but organized by the leaders for different topics. So for the first one, information and computing infrastructure, Zebulon Vilkazi for the second Akulina 2, Christian Beck. I think Christian already done the work. Then the first part, injector of the LINAC, and the corresponding research is for myself. Tangra, Claude. Okay. Then the report, this should be definitely the collective work, but if Ginyun Kim can lead it, please. The first letter of intent on the construction prototype of the setup for measurements of the neutron lifetime, Valerin Swiszewski. The second, Fabrice. And the last topic, which we heard yesterday, Ivan. No, but, okay, Ivan is somewhere, okay.
Yes, I'm working.
Already working, okay. And today's topic, Claude, it's fine? Okay. So, this will be the most effective if you prepare. Of course, it's possible to prepare on the paper, prepare version, and then Oleg will introduce it. But if you can't, if you have it on the computer, send it, please, this text to the conference at gnr.ru, Russia. So you can send your text also, then it will be easier to incorporate this part of the text. It's up to you, but so conference at gnr.ru. Okay, so you... we should be ready for the final recommendations at 1. So I propose that at 12, in 1 hour more or less, at 12:30 at the latest, we read together the whole text of the recommendations. I hope that a half an hour is sufficient.
Marek?
Yes.
About the letter of intent, the both letter of intent, as we discussed already, yeah, a little bit, I would like to suggest to be very short,
yeah,
just to show that we are not very happy with what we with what we had and what was presented, and
yeah,
just to say that we request to have a new presentation with more detail, if you agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like,
yes, of course.
We can. We will,
yeah,
work. We will write sentences. Okay.
But, one point which was also on the agenda, so it's better, I think, to discuss now. So, the next meeting, because I think some of you will leave, if I remember. Who is leaving? Can you remind me who is leaving before the end of the session? Okay, so you will leave before. Anybody else? Okay. So I think it's better to shortly discuss the next meeting. In fact, we already chosen the date. I hope that this date is possible for you. We have chosen it because this is between our PACs and our events here in Dubna. So we had a limited choice of the dates. And so this next meeting will take place, the next meeting of our committee, of course, on January 30 and 31st, 2020. So this is Thursday and Friday. January 30, 31st. So I hope that that at least the majority of the members would attend. And the topics which we'll discuss, of course, there are reports and recommendations, teams and projects to be completed in 2020. But this list is not prepared for today. It will be prepared, of course, for the next meeting. We'll discuss the status of the super heavy element factoring and its scientific program. Results of the experiments at Akulina 2. Once the experiments are accomplished and fully analyzed, and it seems that they will have to stop the experiments due to the upgrade of the accelerator already this year. So I hope the results will be fully analyzed, but if not, it will be at the next meeting, but it would be better to see them in January. Considerations of new projects, scientific reports as usually, and posters. So this is the program for the next meeting in January. Okay, you are welcome to start the preparation of the reports. So, у нас 12:30. Отлично. Спасибо большое. Спасибо большое. Так, я сразу начну. Сейчас, подожди. Сколько?
На 3 года. 20, 21 год.
Так вот, будет.